Okay, so I saw the title of this and I had to immediately start recording. And again, sorry for the background noise, and now my neighbors are doing their laundry. Let's see. Would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or your mailman, and why? I don't have a personal mail person, but I think maybe the Pope, because I have that sacrilegious kink thing. And also, I feel like Pope Francis would just be like, chill. He'd probably just be like, honey, you shouldn't be here. Move along now. I don't know. I've obviously never met this man, but he gives off those vibes. Would you rather have an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina? Okay, I only read the first question, so this is funny. How can you have an uncomfortably loose vagina? I've never given birth, but I'd probably have to say loose, because uncomfortably tight, like, I'm thinking about, because as someone who has a vagina, I'm thinking in the context of just walking around and being alive. I'm not thinking about in terms of sex or anything. So, but either way, actually, uncomfortably loose would probably hurt me less. So that's what I'm choosing. Part two. Would you rather have an uncomfortably huge or uncomfortably small penis? Probably uncomfortably small, because can it be uncomfortably small to the person who has it, like, outside of your mental thoughts on it? Because physically, I don't think that would ever be, like, actually uncomfortable in, like, a physical sensation sense. So, uncomfortably small. Let's see. Scenario. Also, I wouldn't want to pass out if I got a boner. Like, blood deserves to go to other places. Okay, anyway. Scenario, what is up with these questions? Okay. You're being vaginally or anally examined, and you have a choice of doctors. Put them in order of best to worst and explain why. A doctor in a clown makeup? Hell no. Okay. Your high school crush, a drunk doctor, a blind doctor, and three med students who all have to take a look and feel. So first of all, I'm gonna go with the blind doctor, because if they're blind and a doctor, they're probably hella good at what they do. And also are probably super in tune to touch and, like, just minor differences in what they're looking for. So, they'd probably be hella good at what they do. And then, the three med students who all have to take a look and feel, they're med students, like, vaginas and anuses are no big deal. Like, they see, come on, biology folks, we know what's up. I guess next a drunk doctor, because yeah, that is completely unprofessional and unsafe, and could probably lose their license, but they're still a doctor if they're, like, a real doctor. Then probably my high school crush. He probably wouldn't know what the fuck he was examining for. But better than, oh wait, a doctor in clown makeup. Okay, let me put the doctor in clown makeup before the drunk doctor, because even though I fucking hate clowns, because I have a thing about that movie It, like, when I was a child and scarred for life, they're just wearing clown makeup and being fucking weird. they're not, like, actively endangering me. Then a drunk doctor, and then my high school crush. Obviously. Okay. Four. If you woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking, would you rather remember what happens or have no memory? Like, okay, obviously this means, like, remember what happened, I'm assuming, because, like,
the memory loss would be before, not after. Are you saying just remembering waking up to that person? I mean, I don't get drunk. So I probably had a really good reason, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're, like, really smooth talker or, like, real good with their, like, anatomy. So, you know, I'd probably be interested to know, like, what happened and, like, how they pull me. Like, I would be really interested. So I would want to keep, my memories. Number 5. If you had to jump into a pool full of one bodily fluid, what would you pick? In this scenario, there's no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like? Okay. So, I'm gonna go with blood, because teen me slash also adult me, vampire kinks out the wazoo, and just always had a dream of just bathing in blood. Also the movie Carrie, just like, that would be powerful. I would turn it into something powerful. I kind of would hope that somehow it could be fresh blood so that it's warm. And not coagulated, because coagulated blood would probably feel like jumping into a pool full of pudding or jelly, that's cold, or at least lukewarm. Second, you didn't ask me for a second bodily fluid, so I ain't even gonna give you that. Blood for sure, for those reasons. 6. What 2 celebrities would want to see in pegging porno and why? You know, I have fantasies, but, like, I don't want to respect their privacy. If we're talking about, like, this is something they chose to do, and, they were okay with people seeing, I don't know. I'd want them to be whatever celebrity, I was gonna say whatever celebrities, like, want to be in part of that and, like, would be enjoying it, because pegging's only good when it's being, like, enjoyed by both parties. Like, I'm definitely into, like, romantic and gentle pegging. Like, that, like, femdom, like, toxic masculinity bullshit, I'm not all about. I mean, if it's your kink, like, good for you or whatever, but also I think it's important to analyze where that, like, desire for that misogynistic and masculine toxicity fantasy is coming from. So, you know, honestly, I'd want to see a full porno of pegging from, like, Ryan Reynolds and, I feel awful that I don't remember her name, but the wonderful actress that played Vanessa in Deadpool, like, because I firmly believe, fucking child, I firmly believe that, in my, like, fandom heart, that him being in so much pain when that scene happens, aside from it just being, like, a crude joke, I'm gonna ignore that it was a crude joke, because I choose to believe that it was so painful for him, because that was actually, like, a hint that, like, the pain was there because he had prostate cancer, because he had cancer everywhere, and, the cancer onset's, like, not that, like, it's spread everywhere, so he's had it for a long time, and so I think it was kind of a hint at that, because obviously through that montage, we see how healthy, and just, like, their whole relationship, we see how healthy a relationship, both, like, romantically, conversationally, friendship-wise, and sexually, Vanessa and Wade are, and she would have used hella lube, and she would have gone slow. And so even for, like, a slow push-in for it to hurt, you know, maybe there was like a firm push in, but I haven't watched it in a while. Anyway, I'm choosing to believe that that's what that was hinting at. And, cause my babies would have been very careful and very safe and all about consent and monitoring each other's pain thresholds because they're amazing in that movie. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. A mermaid / merman, a centaur, a troll who can cook and has a really nice body. Explain your choice. Troll who can cook and has a really nice body. Marry, obviously. I get tired of cooking for myself. I got depression. Like, I need a partner who can, like, hook me up with some good, healthy meals and who wants to take care of me and who will be there for me. And, that's it. And then, this is so difficult. 'cause there's, like, a Minotaur script that I've been wanting to do, and I know it's not the same, but, like, man, purely because I am terrified of being in open water in the ocean, and I'm just gonna assume that's where most merfolk live, but then you would be, like, killing one of their species, and maybe they don't have a lot. You know what? I'm gonna say merfolk have babies like, like fish. I'm gonna say they're like fish, and so they probably have like lots of babies, like with eggs. So I feel like I would just kill one of that species. I'm very sorry, merfolk people. Centaur, what's up? That's what I'm saying to the centaur. Yeah, okay. But it's not gonna be no penetration, because I would like to, while metaphorically, arrange my guts, please. literally, please don't. I'm depressed, but I ain't ready to go that way. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I don't know why I'm talking like this. This is, anyway, I'm just really hyped about this. Would you rather be stuck on an island with a person with knowledge of the wilderness but won't fuck you? The fuck kind of, okay, I'm gonna read the rest, but obviously that one, or an attractive person who is useless for survival but is open to fucking. Additional point, you can't fap on the island because of magic or something. Explain your choice. So, I am a person with an alternating sex drive. Like, sometimes I am, like, super horny, like, can't stop, won't stop. But a majority of the time, I'm too lazy to care and just don't have the urges unless I'm actively looking or thinking about something, like, that's really hits one of those kinks. So, the person who can survive, for sure, and we would become buddies, and they would, like, teach me all their stuff, and, it'd be awesome. It'd be a cool time. We'd write a book, make lots of money, go on tours. It would be great. 9. You have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you spank? Why? And for how long? I don't know. Any historical figure. I honestly don't know. And I can't think of anyone, and I wouldn't be giving that out willy-nilly, whether it was, like, for the people I don't like, that is not a punishment. And I wouldn't even bother even being in their presence. For people I do like, unless they were into that, probably wouldn't do it. So, you know, whatever historical figure wants to call me up from beyond, let me know that's what you want. I will come re-answer this. 10. Last one. This is probably long as hell. If you could have sex in zero gravity, what position would you do and in why? I don't think that's possible unless you got some straps around you all, and an interesting contraption. Because there's, like, nothing to push against for force. And I guess you can have friction without force, but I didn't do well in physics, so... If you could have sex in zero gravity, though, what position would you do it in and why? So, I would probably say doggy style, because it's comfortable. And I can just, like, rest on my arms. That was what I would generally say. But there's no gravity, so there's nothing to rest on. Probably missionary. So that we could both look into each other's faces, and be able to see the pure delight and joy on each other's faces of how freaking cool it is that we are fucking in zero gravity. Yeah, that's my final answer. I hope that y'all are enjoying this.